Good morning, friends and family. I truly hope everyone had a, first of all, a great night's rest, right? And the fact that we're up this morning is truly a gift indeed. We've been talking about here at Sunday Morning Breakfast, Thanksgiving. And it's been an amazing topic. And right on time, as we've, of course, celebrated Thanksgiving this last week, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. And if it was a full break for you, that you used it to the fullest, appreciating others, showing your gratitude, and just loving as we are called to do. Well, we're here. We're just under a minute before we get started on the call to just continue to talk about Thanksgiving, because this life that we have is so not our own and is one that we've got to appreciate day and night, every minute, every second, every hour, and be grateful that we have and we've been placed here for a purpose to fulfill upon. We have an amazing Father who loves us that dearly that he planned for us before we were even formed in our mother's wombs. How do we celebrate and appreciate him and show him the love that he has bestowed upon us? How do we give that back to him? Amazing indeed. So we're here. It is Sunday morning, and we're excited to get started on our call, because we have once again been talking about Thanksgiving, and we are excited to move this call forward. So let's go ahead and do so with our leader, Mr. Tully Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tim.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
Great, thank you.
All right, well, good deal. So this morning, we are talking, as we have been talking this whole week, about Thanksgiving. A little Thanksgiving in here. That's what we're talking about this morning. But before we get started, I actually want to go ahead and get Ms. Sabree on the phone. Is she there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. So we're going to go ahead and open up with prayer, if you don't mind, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together this morning as we listen to this word that we're getting ready to feast on. I hope everyone takes something from it. As we listen, have an open heart, open mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, y'all, we're talking about Thanksgiving. Ms. Sabree, the floor is yours.
Okay. This morning, I will be really concentrating on the word thanks as we start this morning. Thanks seems to be the word that we use less and less in this culture. People seem to expect to be served, and it doesn't cross their mind to say thank you to the person who's serving them. In Luke 17:11 through 19 tells the story of 10 lepers who were cleansed by Jesus. Only one returned to thank Jesus for healing him. Jesus asked where the other 9 were, and then he told the leper who thanked him that his faith had made him whole. Did something else occur when the leper gave thanks to Jesus? Was he always made whole when Jesus healed the 10 lepers? I believe that only the one who gave thanks received a deeper healing than just the skin of his body. He received a healing in his heart. His heart was made whole. He received the love of God in all of his faithfulness. In all of his fullness, he made the effort to return and give thanks to the Lord. We too always receive the healing of our heart when we give thanks to the Lord in everything. I used to find it difficult to give thanks for some of the trials I experienced in my life. However, when I look back on those trials, I realize that God used them to build character in me and to always cause others to see God's glory through me. As I went through the fiery trials without being burned or bitter, now I can give thanks for all things, even those things God allows Satan to use against me. We always have to remember, no matter what we are going through, we can always find something to be thankful for. We take so much for granted in life, but a thankful heart will take nothing for granted. The one who has a thankful heart sees everything as a gift from God and he gives God the glory. I would much rather be around people who are thankful than people who murmur and complain all the time. Griping changes the atmosphere with negativity, but a thankful heart gives the atmosphere with grace, love, and joy. I was reading a saying that says, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Mr. In-Between is the devil, and we latch on to the him even every time we murmur and complain instead of being thankful. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 reads, rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstance, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. I hope you ate well. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Right. Good deal. So, Mr. Bree, what I want to do is now get, you know, about a minute from you without looking at that paper. Because I want you to talk hard and stop. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. It's the answer.
I want you to give me a minute without looking at that paper. I want you to speak from your heart. Let God use you.
Okay. All right. With Thanksgiving, you should always give Thanksgiving with whatever you're doing. Be thankful. Like, I'm thankful for a lot of what God has done in my life. Of course, my children and my family, but also for the people that's not blood that he has put in my life to help me, advance me in everything that I do. And I come through a lot of situations that I have been in, even with my back in my upbringing. I have went through a lot of trials, and I thank God for bringing me through it. When I was younger, I had been through a traumatic situation, and I thought I would never get through it. Excuse me. But with God's help and with other people's help, I did get through it. And he guided me through that situation because it affected a lot of part of my life, and I was a very angry and bitter person. But I thank God for bringing me through that. And we always have to seek help and give thanks when we come through the situation that we're going through. So.
Okay. So y'all know, one of the things that we have to pay attention to when we say thanks, forgiving, you know, remember the scripture says, it's better to give than to receive. Mm-hmm. The giver must have more than the one who received.
Come on.
Right.
Got to. So when we say thanks for giving, it's funny even in the story how the one leper came back, the others didn't. It's not that God gave the one more. It's that the one received more.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that you receive something? How much do you grow?
Come on.
How much you grow? You can have all of us on the phone right now. We receive the word from the word of God. Well, why everybody don't grow the same? Because not everybody receives it the same.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that your giving was not in vain? How much does the recipient grow? Let me say it again. Let me say it again. You got concrete, you got soil. How you know, how you know that that water you just poured was not in vain? Which one produces a crop?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do understand that where there's a crack, water can still go through and get to the soil.
That's right.
Of the concrete.
Yes.
It's just that the whole ground won't grow. But the parts that did receive the water can.
Yes.
Hmm? How do you know that you've received from God? What parts of you are growing? Oh, it's not that God didn't water Apollos. He did that. How much have you received?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
It is. Right.
Yeah. And that's important. It's not that the one leper got more than others. It's not that you get more than other people in life. See, before God gives you much, He sees how you appreciate the little. It's amazing
right.
how people, what the Bible said, all you have is the faith the size of a mustard seed. Let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you about giving thanks to God, you know, and being thankful for Him giving you something. See, it's not saying that you have little faith. See, I think people look at this the wrong way. It's not saying that you have little faith. No, it's saying that you have great faith, but what do you do with the little that God gives you, with the great faith that you have? Because if you don't understand something, watch this now. It's funny how you can give 10 people, or let's do, you can give 2 people the same exact thing, the same small space, the same small lot, the same small dream. So it's not that fact that you're saying, you know, all I need is a little faith. You know, that's why a lot of people don't succeed in life right now, because they misinterpret that scripture and they're outside of God. All I need is a little faith. No, baby. You need big faith. How do you use it with the little things you get?
Right. Come on.
Oh, boy, y'all don't want to hear this. You do understand this is why so many people do not succeed here on a small earth, because earth is small compared to heaven. Oh, my.
That's right. That's true.
This is why they go by their natural sight. A small thing. Because the natural cannot compare to the spiritual. The natural is temporal. The spiritual is eternal. See, we thank. When we say, thank you for giving. Thanks for giving, God. We're saying, with this small thing you gave me, that's in front of my eyes. But the eyes can't comprehend what you gave me was from the spirit. Because you said greater. It's He. Look at that. I can't even see what's on the inside. Typically, when you put something on the inside, y'all better catch this. When you put something on the inside, it's smaller than that which is on the outside. In other words, what you put in your bag is smaller than the bag itself. Otherwise, it wouldn't fit. Well. God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. What I put on the inside, it supersedes natural logic.
Come on.
It's greater than what you see on the outside. Because He said, greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world, my God. In other words, you can never live that type of life unless you have that type of understanding. In other words, it's not the little stuff, the little life, the little things that I get. It's the big faith that God gave me, Lord, that He gave me to operate with the little things that I got.
Amen. Yes.
Is there something? Well. The reason why the one leper returned, and see, leper means you had a physical ailment, leprosy.
Yes.
Lord. Because the one leper said, I look at what you do with this little thing on the outside. But this big faith that you gave me, my faith is so crazy that it overrides my natural circumstance. It's not that He gave him more than the others. It's that the others didn't appreciate it. So therefore, they can never walk in something that they didn't see as valuable. Hold on. You know how people say, even the Bible says, absence makes the heart grow fonder. In other words, the typical person who's in the world can never be thankful for something until they lose it.
Right. Come on.
That's right.
Let me say this again, y'all. Put the phone on your other ear. The typical person, the average person, see, I'm trying to tell you and trying to keep you from being average. I'm poking at you. I'm prying at you. I'm provoking you not to be average and in the world. The average person's mindset is that they can't appreciate something until it is gone. Why do you think the word S-O-R-R-Y typically is the outcome? I'm sorry. Hold on. Thanks for giving. God said he's not a man to where he shall repent nor apologize. In other words, I appreciated it when I saw it in its embryonic state. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all missing that. You know how people treat you like royalty, and that's why you keep them around? I'm talking about they treated you like royalty when they didn't see you as being big. You don't think they saw you as being big. They saw something in you more than being big. So it don't matter that you got the doctorate degree. It don't matter that you're a millionaire. It don't matter that you own all that over there, that property and stuff, and all that over on the other side of town. It don't matter about that. They saw you as big before you even saw operating big. But see, they went after what you could do. It was after nurturing you. See, when you're thankful for giving God, it doesn't matter what I get in return. It's what you use me to grow the little things around me. It's how you use me. Uh-oh. You know you're thankful to God when you start nurturing things around you, and it grows before you do. My God. You better ask Joseph. Joseph was in prison, and he told them, hey, I'm giving y'all this. Don't forget about me. And they still forgot about him. But didn't the Bible say your talent would make room for you? Well, see, what happened was, although they forgot about him, God didn't. Ooh, Lord.
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me.
Tell the truth.
Don't expect people to be grateful for what you do for them. Expect God to do it. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to say this again. Stop looking for people, listen to me, to confirm where you are in God. Don't look at their thanks and appreciation be the confirmation note that you need. You will never get it if that be the case. You better start looking for God to confirm what happened. In other words, you are thankful for what God says, not what they say, because you have poured so much into people, and you'll never get their return thanks. Look at the lepers, and only one return. So if that's God, how many would they do to you? We're not God. So do understand that you can pour. You're thankful for what God gave to you, that you poured into others and caused them to grow, and they'll never turn back and say, thank you. Well, don't look at thank you. Don't look for the thank you for them, because now what happened is your emotions start getting tied into it, and you'll be doing things for the wrong reason. You'll be looking, the Bible says, your reward is in heaven. In other words, stop looking for them to tell you thank you. It's all about God, not you in the first place.
Exactly.
Right.
Lord, this is good to me.
It is.
Ain't this something, y'all?
It is.
It was all about God. It was never about you in the first place.
Yep.
I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but when you say thanks for giving, make sure you and them are thanking the right person.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I hear it all the time. You hear it? All glory be to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
We don't get no part in that. See, what you did to help somebody else out, you only did it because through God I can do all things. In other words, it was God in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
See, stop looking at people saying they don't tell you thank you. And they can say, I told God thank you, and I thank God all day on my knees. You cannot pray yourself out of a natural situation that you are neglecting. It is impossible. I'm going to say it again. You cannot. Listen to what I'm saying. Pray yourself. Listen to what I'm saying. Out of a natural situation that you are neglecting. In other words, it's called prayer and supplication. You don't just pray about it and not live it. You got to live what you just prayed about. It's called faith and works.
Yeah.
But you, my friend, stop being concerned with what people think and what they don't think. Remember, it wasn't by you anyway. God used me. So in other words, when I drop off the mail, whether they tell the postman thank you or not, I'm keeping it moving. It doesn't matter. I did my job.
Exactly.
They do not pay me. Because if I got paid based on your thank you, and if you got paid based on my thank you, we would all be B-R-O-K. What's the last letter?
E.
All right. We all will be broke. Or our money would look funny. Y'all know how it go. People think you're at the last minute, last moment, last hour. They tell you, but I do appreciate you and this, that, and other. Let me tell you something about Thanksgiving. It is better to receive. I mean, it's better to give than to receive.
That's
right. See, more so than them telling you thank you, remember, we are supposed to be peculiar. When you thanks for giving, more so than them telling you thank you, you should be telling them thank you for allowing you the opportunity to give. Any real believers on the phone? Any true givers on the phone? Huh? Because when you're a true giver, you don't mind pouring into people, even if they don't say thank you. Anybody real on the phone about giving? Because if you know about giving, it is better to give than to receive. Jesus was on the cross after he gave his life, after he gave his all. And look, they ain't never say thank you. They was too busy crying. They ain't never say thank you. They was too many scoffed. They was too busy scoffing. In other words, they wanted him. Some of them wanted him dead. See, when you pour, you do it with a cheerful heart. When you give with a cheerful heart, when you give with a pure heart, in other words, pure meaning God heart, that means you still at the point of, you know, God, I'm the sacrifice. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's still giving them something, even though they didn't appreciate the natural. He gave them something spiritual. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Not just the people who was in front of him. Do you understand when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, at the point of exchange, Jesus, what you giving me in return for this forgiveness?
Yeah.
He paid a price right then and there. In other words, if they didn't receive my life, maybe they receive my blood. My God!
Amen. Amen.
Are y'all serious? Y'all didn't catch how powerful the cross was. See, when you're thankful for giving, you think that the turkey, how you know that the turkey's well done? Cut into it. What that blood look like? It got to be gone, huh?
Yes.
If you didn't receive the life of Jesus, shoot, he gave us something else called grace and mercy. Well, at least you're covered by the blood. You know how mom and dad and grandmom and them always say, I plead the blood over you, baby? That means if you ain't received his ways, Lord have mercy. You got one more opportunity, and that's the blood. At least receive it.
Right.
Oh, my God. In other words, you're thankful you receive something. You receive something, and it's better to give than to receive. In other words, I'm so humble that says, God, I can't do it by myself.
Come on.
I can't do it by myself. Not only do I appreciate you, I appreciate everything that you send my way.
That's right.
So we got to stop misusing what God sends our way. Remember, the faith the size of a mustard seed. In other words, the little people, the little thing, even the world who really mean this got this down pat. It's the little things that matter. Wow. In other words, you give me a little, watch what I do with it.
Come on.
It obviously is not the little thing. It's obviously the big faith that you don't see.
Right.
How you know people operate in faith? How much do they do with the little? Remember, greatest he that's on. In other words, they start using the he that's on the inside of them. This is how you show God thanks to. In other words, I received what you gave me. And because I want people to know how great you are, my God, y'all don't hear me. My God. It is better to give than to receive. How you want people to know how good, great, how awesome, how dominant, how prominent, how efficient, how effective God is? Well, take the little that they see and do great things with it to glorify him. Because they'll say, you couldn't have done that by yourself. It is better to give than to receive. Why you think God put it in your hands? Because everybody else would have put it down. Everybody else would have talked about it. Everybody else would have put it to the side. They would have put it on the shelf. They wouldn't have used the little things. But see, how you know that it's great is when you take the little things that they see. Oh, this is all in God's plan. And you use it in such a great way. You start expanding it. It starts to grow. And then what happens is people say, now, hold on, if they can do it, I can do it. In other words, it is better to give than to receive. In other words, when you plant and get soil, you look at the return that you get. The little that God gave you, huh, that they saw. He gave you little. But the reason why he gave you little, so that you can do some great things with it through him.
That's right.
Because he wants all the glory. So stop looking at the little situation. Stop looking at things that's small. I don't have what I used to have. I don't have what they have. It don't matter. But you're going to reap a harvest. In other words, if you water it and care for it properly, watch people look at the little that you had because your testimony about to change. And see, now they're going to have something to be thankful because, God, if you did it for them, you can do it for me. Look, it is better to give than to receive. Look at the nation, Jacob, that you have wrapped in your loins. In other words, you think that you just told God thank you for the little that he gave you for you. No, it's for others around you. Now they see a crop. They see a harvest. And look at the greatness that came out of you being thankful for the little that you got the first time. Now, see, the way you show God thanks is by living it. What you do with what he gave you, you live it. Huh?
Right.
Stop saying God thank you with your mouth and start saying God thank you for what you do with what he gave you. Huh? You know, your parents don't want you to tell, they don't want your thank you when you pay for them to go, when they pay for you to go to college. They want your thank you in the grades that you have and do something with the degree. My God.
Right. Come on.
My God. It is better to give than to receive. They don't mind sacrificing. They just want your obedience.
Yeah.
That's right.
Huh? Ain't that something?
It is.
It is better to give than to receive, y'all. So how you know you operating in that one principle? But shouldn't we see a better return?
Indeed.
You shouldn't have to explain yourself to God when you really mean thank you. You shouldn't have to say, but God, I do appreciate you. You shouldn't have to tell people, but I do appreciate you. You don't have to say that. When you actually say thank you for giving me an opportunity, a chance, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, but I do appreciate you. They can see it themselves.
Yes.
Give me Mr. Bree?
Huh? Yes, sir.
They can see it themselves with your lifestyle. This is why you got to start speaking from the heart. Stop. God has given you good, well, common sense. Why are we still doing this like that? You read from the paper, guess what they're going to do? Read from the paper. What are you trying to impress? You trying to impress the listener? Or are you trying to show God, I'm thankful for what you gave me, and I'm going to use what you gave me. It may be small. My education level may not be that great in you, God, but I'm going to go with what I have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know why? Because I don't need them following superintendent like I was.
Mm. Right, come on.
Right? When you're thankful, it doesn't matter what it was intended. I need y'all to hear this. Huh? Because I've heard this before, Miss Latone. Just because something was intended to go one way, God can alter it and use people to alter it. Do you understand? The person who God was intended to take his life, he stayed and faced that wall and did not move. Hmm?
Yeah.
He did not move. When you're talking about thanks for giving, and then when God extended his days, ooh, Lord, he extended his life, y'all. It's not that God changed his mind. God wanted his faith to change. In other words, to have faith. Lord, have mercy.
Tell it.
Y'all see it? Y'all see it? Y'all see it?
Yeah.
How you know he was thankful? When God extended his years, what did he do with the life that God gave him? Oh, you know what he did with it? He praised, he worshiped, and he lived for God. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
When you are thankful for something, you never put your hand nor mouth on it. Mr. Bree, you make sure to protect it by all means. How do you protect something that you're thankful for? You be the windshield. You be the front grill. You be the bumper. In other words, I take the brunt of anything that may come his way because I know what God gave me, so I got to protect it. How you know that I'm thankful for that child is because I protect that child. I make sure that child does what? Grow. How you know that you're thankful for what God gave you and the people that God gave you, you make sure that they grow and stop focusing on you growing. You better hear me.
Right. All right.
Y'all better hear me. Did y'all just catch that? We focus on so much of us growing, but you start making sure that things around you grow. Because if thankful, huh? Jesus, I'm thankful, God, that you sent me and that I grew. Didn't he have to go down before he went up?
Yes,
it wasn't about him growing. It was about others growing through him. How you know you're thankful? Well, if the life of Jesus is the epitome of what is being grateful, being thankful, well. It is better to give than to receive. Now, you gave me something that I can't give you that in return, but what I can give you, I do. I give you my life, my God. So the life that I have is a proper soil for you to pour. I'm telling you, I'm lacing the shoestring, y'all, that, you know, the hard heart is the concrete. The good heart is the soil. So just one thing in my life shouldn't be growing if I didn't have a hard heart. Remember, God doesn't want our hearts to be hardened. It can't be concrete, because when it's concrete, that's why only we grow here, sporadically there, sporadically here. No, when it's good soil, that means the sun can reach it how it needs to reach. Lord have mercy. And the water can too.
Yes, indeed.
Huh? I know some people don't want to cut grass, but if you want a good harvest, you can't have a heart of concrete. Right? What do you do for what God has given you? It is better to give than to receive. How you show that you're thankful, that you're grateful, and you say, God, thank you for giving me whatever it is that he gave you. What did you do with what he gave you? Because what God gave you, trust me, it is not just for you. If you think for one second the seed that God gave you can see the faith the size of a seed of the mustard seed grows to be the biggest tree that you will ever see.
Yeah, indeed.
In other words, there should be many souls, nations, people, things attached to what God gave you. God never gave you one thing just for you. That's not the type of investor he is. When God gives one thing, it's for multiple reasons, That's why you can read the Bible from top to finish and go through it again and get another message from it. It's for multiple things. You understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when God gives you something and how you show your appreciation, well, the talent that he gave you, why you still have one when he returned? He going to punish that.
Come on.
Things around you and things in you should be growing. In other words, why you still have that same simple mindset? Ain't there something? You understand? It should grow. I heard that Sunday morning's breakfast, original state, was supposed to stop at Spreaker and the radio. Well, baby, it's bigger than that. But see, you got to be ready for growth. Because if it wasn't for the phone call, we wouldn't be where we are today. Spreaker couldn't do this. Neither would the radio, because radio local and Spreaker is global, but Spreaker is limited. Isn't the phone conversation much better? And much? Oh, my God. My.
Right.
You got to be ready for growth. And this is how you say, God, thank you. Because we have them all still. We can still do radio, still put it on speaker, but now we have a phone call. So why limit what God gave you?
Right.
This is how you know you appreciate things. What around you is growing. When you appreciate what God gave you, it should never just get you into heaven. It should get others in there too. Who around you growing? Uh-oh. I said, who around you grow? Uh-oh. Huh?
Yep.
Because when God gives something, you receive what the giver gave you. So now others got to receive what you give them. Because shouldn't it be monkeys see, monkey do? God didn't give you just one to go reach one. God gave you one to reach millions, multitudes of people.
Right.
How much fish and how many loaves of bread? You understand. Mm-hmm. But look at all that it attracted.
Amen.
And for this, God, I am thankful. They eat on Thanksgiving for food, the natural food. We eat on Thanksgiving because of spiritual food.
That's right.
Because what fed the multitude, if y'all notice, it wasn't just the fish and the bread. No. Why do you think when you take communion, y'all better catch this, we embellish stuff. Why do you think you have a little small snip of bread and a small snip of something to drink? That's the same way Jesus fed them, because it wasn't about the natural food. He was teaching at the same time they were serving. Lord, have mercy. Jesus was teaching. It's not hard to feed a multitude when you're teaching them the word and they're getting full, too.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and pray, Miss Tim.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's gone forth. We truly appreciate it, that that's the gift that you continue to give. Your word is there. It is present. And, Lord, can we live by it? I pray that we do. We pray that we walk in your word, Heavenly Father, and we are the living example of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are grateful that you sent him to be the example, and we are thankful that you show us each and every day. May our lives represent you. May we crucify our flesh each and every morning so that we can begin strong and ready to face the world that's ahead. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the lessons you continue to provide. We thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We truly hope that this word has enriched you in some way, shape, or form. Truly. Because the word of God is the only thing that's going to last in your life. Not the negativity, not hard times, not your downs, not your ups. It's the word of God that's going to sustain you. Make sure you take hold to it. Gravitate towards it. Make sure that it's in you. So that in the test times of testing your trials, in the times of your turmoil, in the time of your prideful moment, because it's not just your down times, your valley lows, it's your mountain highs. You know, a lot of times we get so high to where we forget about God. So in the time of it all, that it keeps you full of humility. And humility said, God, without you, I couldn't do it. But I'm going to show you as opposed to tell you. Y'all have a great day with y'all.
All right. Bye-bye.